Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Here's what's trending for your Friday morning.
So the fake death missing kayaker story grows more interesting. I don't know if you heard about this, Jam. There's a dude in Wisconsin that back in August went missing. He went out kayaking and they found his kayak overturned. They found some of his belongings and they assumed he had drowned. Not so much.
No.
Turns out he just wanted to start over somewhere else, you know. Without the wife and kids.
Oh.
And he has sent a proof of life video to authorities.
Okay.
So, Weez, this is not a blueprint game plan. This is a very bad thing.
Yep, authorities we got alleged our guy.
That he faked his death, staged a kayak accident. They spent days and weeks searching for this guy. Weez, they had divers, sonar boats, helicopters, like stuff you
Why
use.
Why didn't he just leave?
Exactly. Why didn't you just say...
I mean, it doesn't matter. He was leaving everything behind. I mean, why...
To leave like that?
Because he probably didn't want to have to deal with it. You can't leave.
Well, but. Jan, there was also a life insurance policy.
So is he in on that?
No, his wife would be in, or ex-wife, or...
No, would be he would have to fake his death.
Late wife,
and she'd have to play that he fake or that
I
he was dead.
I don't think she was on board. However, he had played it. Whatever, he had set up accounts overseas.
Oh,
so
for his insurance money.
I don't know. There's a lot that's not known. What's not known at this point is exactly where he is, because while he sent a video, he doesn't say where I am. He just says, "Look, I'm alive. I'm in this. Here's me in my apartment. I'm good." So about 54 days since he went missing, body was never found. Search involved authorities, volunteers, all of whom were unable to locate the missing father. The search changed directions in October. They learned that his name was run through whatever system they use in Canada when they scan your passport. And you see, what had happened was they believed during the press conference yesterday, they're like, okay, here's what we think happened. He flipped over his kayak, dumped some stuff, had an inflatable kid's little raft, paddled to shore on the kid's raft, got on a bus to another big city, went to Detroit, crossed the border, went to Canada, got on a flight. That's when they scanned the passport, and he was checked in, like, you know, a couple days after going missing, and then ended up somewhere else, somewhere in Europe. They searched his laptop, discovered that he had allegedly replaced his hard drive on his laptop, deleted his internet history the day he went missing.
He really thought this out, okay?
Yeah. Took pictures of his passport, moved money to a foreign bank account, changed his email.
Slow down.
We're just taking notes.
Wait, somebody might be interested in hearing this, please. I'm not talking about me.
Okay.
I'm just producing the show.
He didn't hurt anybody.
Slow your pace, Nick, please.
Well, emotional
Nick,
pain.
Slow your pace, please.
The wife and kids might be upset.
Oh, that's true. I forgot he had a wife and kids.
All right, slow your presentation down, please. I'm listening.
Okay. So.
I never listen.
Did they find. So all they know is he's got
they
proof
know he's
of
alive.
Life?
They also know that he'd been communicating with a. Woman in Uzbekistan. You know, these Uzbeki girls.
Maybe he was
girls.
Just being a supportive.
It could have been. I don't know.
There's called things called pen pals.
Anyhow, the office has been in contact with a guy who says...
What?
He's worried how it's going to play out if he comes back home. They have just urged him to please come back home. And they said, what a wonderful holiday gift it would be if you're back in town for the holidays to be with your children who, you know, miss you.
No, they're going to arrest him. You know they are.
Well, the way that authority was saying it, Janet, was kind of a tongue-in-cheeky thing. Like, what a wonderful thing. And they're like, and also you're going to be paying for the search and rescue. You're going to be arrested for whatever scam you did. You can't fake your own death and get away with it. Obstruction of justice or whatever they're going to do. Anyhow, it was a very funny kind of serious press conference. So good news is this missing kayaker did not drown in whatever lake in Wisconsin.
Yeah, thank goodness. He's alive and well and like tried to hide. So if you were going to tip a kayak over so people would know it was you, what would be in your kayak? Like, because he had to think this out. No, like, I'm not crazy. Like, he had to think out.
Nickelback CD.
A Bills hat. Bills hat. Number 22 hat you wear. It would depend on what season it was. The Yankees hat.
My Joe Andreessen jersey.
Yeah. That's a good
Joe's going to be signing autographs at the new BFLO store this weekend.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's at the one Consumer Square, the like Target Plaza.
Nice.
Please go interview him for our show. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, set it up.
Go do like do the interview and we'll play it back on Monday. It'd be such a Thanksgiving
gift. You're his almost uncle, sort of ish.
Yeah, you know him.
I know his
father.
Was
at your house once?
Same. What would you?
Who knows?
I'm trying to think of what I would put in my kayak so everyone would be like, oh, that's definitely Janet, you know?
Your bond number 7.
My whatever your scent perfume. Yeah. My centerpiece. Yeah.
It'd
be such a waste, though, to put that in the
kayak. They would just see if there's spilled coffee anywhere.
Oh, for sure.
We got the DNA.
Can I just tell the coffee? I had light jeans on yesterday, Nick, and I was killing
light
the game.
Light jeans in November?
Light. Hold on a second.
Whoa.
Please don't question what I wear.
Hey, if you can question my sports, I can question.
No, I can't. No, you can't. So anyway, just like walking through a door that was like heavier to open than I expected. Mm-hmm. And my, you know, I had a Tim Hortons. And so there was like the little pop-up lid. Like couldn't have, like, I don't know how I spilled that much coffee down my leg. All the way down my leg. Like, I was like, okay, this works.
Good news. So you weren't meeting anybody? You didn't want to present?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't doing anything at all that was important yesterday. Not one thing.
Hi, how are you? I am a coffee spill. Nice
this
to
would
meet
be
you.
My coffee spill. Meet
People
my
are probably sniffing Janet.
Thigh.
She smells like Tim Hortons.
I do. Right? Yeah. Like,
ooh, Janet, that's
But
a nice
it was
smell.
Like my whole
that
left.
Smells like a drive-thru. Nice.
Anyway, so yeah, I don't
know. What's wrong with people? Why would
but
they
he
say
like
that?
How he had to think about what he was going to put in the kayak to tip over so people would find these belongings to know it was him.
He probably got a label maker like you, Jan, and put his name on the kayak.
Ooh,
just
put her
to
label
check.
Maker in there. Oh, they'll know
yeah.
it's her.
Yeah.
The fact that he thought about getting a new hard drive for his laptop, that's thinking it through because, you know, they can always forensically get the stuff off of it, right? Not if it's brand new. So, yeah, he thought it through. So, what I'm saying is when you do come back, fella from Uzbekistan, I would buy the premium package of marriage counseling. That's going to be a tough one. That's going to be more than a couple of sessions. Just saying. I'd buy the maybe the 6-month plan.
Maybe he's bringing home a unicorn for his wife. Honey, I have a present. Look at this. She'd be like, get out of the house. You're in so much trouble. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what he's doing.
I'm with you guys. I feel bad for the
Surprise.
Kids. But,
I feel horrible for the kids.
But learn from his mistakes.
What, the fact that he got caught?
Learn from him.
Weez.
Don't marry a wackadoodle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Janet. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Any person that's going to put that much time into leaving.
Look, I'm just saying there's about 4 networks here that are probably chomping at the bit of doing some sort of documentary thing.
Oh, this is Netflix all
you know,
over.
You know, ABC 2020, Dateline, and all
though?
Those, like,
yeah.
Oh, this is a Netflixer.
Enabled all the production crews to go find this guy.
Wait, I am so annoyed when I just start to watch something with Netflix and then I realize it's the voice has been, what is it called? When they
dubbed.
Said, yeah, I don't
like. It's a foreign
thing
and it's not.
Yeah, and they treat it like it isn't. And then I realize it's really dumb.
It is hard to get it right. I've seen a few where they're like, oh, they did that pretty good. And then some, and there's a lot of good production happening overseas. And a lot of this is left over from the strike, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
Remember 2 years ago, there was the strike and a lot of production shifted overseas.
But I want to know that at the beginning because the beginnings always start strong and then they get sucky.
Here's what I can tell you. When they run the credits, if you don't recognize the production company and it's not in English, it's probably dubbed in.
Okay. That's not usually at the beginning, though, is it?
Yeah, a lot of times, yeah, you'll see, not credits, but you'll see like so-and-so productions.
Yeah.
And when it's...
Not right happy.
I'm like, well, I don't even, those are Cyrillics. I don't even recognize those letters. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be dubbed in.
I can tell which ones they are because it's all of my continue watchings that I have not. I watched like the first 5 or 10 minutes and I'm like, ugh.
Bail.
Here we go again. Yeah, bail.
Yeah, if the dub in isn't accurate, it just doesn't work. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 7:01.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!